This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There are violent protests going on in Egypt this morning as the country's president, Mohamed Morsi, meets with senior judges. They're trying to resolve tensions over Morsi's decision last week to expand his powers. But the stock market is not waiting on a resolution. It has been dropping fast in Cairo. The BBC's John Line joins us now from Cairo with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, John, first of all, just bring us the basics. What is Morsi trying to do exactly and why?
Well, he's issued an edict giving himself sweeping new powers, really saying he can't be challenged on anything. Now, he said he needs to do that to protect the revolution because the courts have been, as he would see it, sabotaging some of the work of his government and the transition to democracy. In particular, he's trying to protect the assembly that's writing a new constitution, and he's trying to push ahead with the prosecutions of former regime officials, people around former President Mubarak, who are accused of the killing of protesters. So he says he's doing it to protect the revolution, but his opponents say what he's doing and the way he's gone about it really mean he's just becoming a dictator, just like his predecessor.
Now, John, this has had a big impact on the stock market there in Egypt, where there's been a significant drop over the last several days. Why is this having such a big economic impact?
I think for two reasons. Firstly, the most obvious one, just the uncertainty, the way the country is in such a degree of turmoil once again, and a lot of conflict, internal conflict in the country. And we've seen now already one Muslim Brotherhood member killed defending one of their offices. But also because we're in the midst, of course, of the run-up to negotiations with the International Monetary Fund, which has already agreed in principle to a multi-billion dollar loan, which Egypt desperately needs. It's been agreed by the team, but it still needs to go to the IMF board of directors, which, for example, the United States has a big say on. And the United States, Washington, has already said it doesn't like what President Morsi has done. So in theory, this could be held over Egypt as they try and get their crucial IMF loan.
The BBC's John Line joining us from Cairo. Thanks, John.
My pleasure.